Syrian President Bashar al-Assad received in Damascus head of the Iranian parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee, Alaeddin Brojerdi. The president said the plots targeting the Middle East region and Syria's independence and unity put huge responsibility on the parliament to protect Syrian people. The Iranian lawmaker reiterated Iran's rejection of policies of some regional and Western states that aim at escalating the unrest in Syria by supporting foreign-backed militants. In a press conference he held following the talks, Brojerdi noted to the ongoing cooperation between both countries in various sectors.
Regarding military cooperation between Syria and Iran, the two sides have been working together for a long time and consultations are always held. The situation in Syria is improving. We will continue supporting Syria as it constitutes the front line in resisting the Zionist enemy.
The Iranian lawmaker also said national dialogue among all Syrians is the best solution for Syria's crisis. He referred to the failure of the U.S. and its allies to bring down the Syrian president.
U.S. attempts to create a new front against Syria in Jordan proved that Washington's efforts to overthrow the Syrian government over the past 2 years have failed. The U.S. and its allies have spent billions of dollars on sending weapons to armed men in Syria, and they should be internationally tried.
Mr. Brojerdi's press conference came at the conclusion of a three-day visit to Damascus, in which he met a number of Syrian officials, including the Syrian foreign minister, speaker of the parliament, his Syrian counterpart, and others. Discussions centered on means of enhancing cooperation between both countries on all levels. Mr. Brojerdi's visit signals further support by Iran to both the Syrian people and Syrian government. At the conclusion of the visit, it was stressed that a political solution is the only settlement for Syria's unrest. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.